This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
I had a delightful chat with Tony on one of his live broadcasts, and you guys are just doing such a great job. I kind of told you that it was going to be, show was going to be a big deal and really, really grow, and it's not done yet, so I'm glad I was correct about that one. I promised Tony that I would call him and give a chilling little tidbit to one of the stories I called in with. Gosh, you know, you can probably hear it in my voice, but that woman still gives me the chills. But Jenny lovingly referred to her as the Snot Witch. I tried to find the story so I could reference the episode it was in for anybody who didn't hear it. I can't find it. I'm sorry. Maybe you guys can. But anyway, it was the woman that showed up when I was about 8 in the woods, and she kept getting closer and closer, hiding behind trees and those meeting hands that just, she was so angry, and she had that horrible string of snot hanging out of her nose. It swung back and forth, but it didn't break. So that's kind of what sent me into the house, and that's when I slammed the door and sat down against the wooden part of the door and thought I was safe until I remembered that the top part of the door was glass, and also that my mother was looking out the window, and she couldn't see it, which made me think that the woman had left. But when I stood up and looked out the window, I could see her standing half behind a tree looking around and looking right at me. And that also made me realize at that point in time that I could see her and my mother could not, which made me run through the house into the living room. I jumped on the couch, pulled my knees up, kind of tried to make myself a human ball in the fetal position sitting up, and just thought to myself, I'm surrounded by glass windows. It was a beach bungalow in Belmar, New Jersey that had been renovated and rented out. So it was lots and lots of glass, and the woods were around the back end of this house. And I kept looking, and now I couldn't see her, which is probably worse, because then you're wondering, where is she? But that was the realization at that time, that my mom couldn't see her, and I could, and what else was out there? We wound up moving soon after. Unfortunately, my mom had passed. She died of cancer, and probably within the year, maybe 2 years. And I went to live with my aunt and uncle. And this is the finish up on this story. I went to live with my aunt and uncle, and they also lived in Belmar, New Jersey. And it turned out that when I was given a room, it was in the top floor, and it was in the back of the house. And I'm on the second floor of this house, and I'm looking at my little room, which I was so proud to have. I mean, anytime you're given a space that's your own after such a tragedy in your family, just the feeling of security and warmth and everything in such a tragic time really just surrounds you and makes you feel just a little better. And I remember looking out the window, and as I look out the back window, I look through this beautiful mimosa tree, and I'm looking at the mimosa. If you don't know what that is, they're very pink, fluffy flowers, and they smell just wonderful when the wind goes through. And I'm looking out this window, and I'm looking across the yard, and I look over the fence, and I realize that where my aunt and uncle's yard ends, those that I had lived in the house earlier begin. And I could look through those woods, and see the back end of the little house that I used to live in with my mom. So now I am back on the other end of these woods. I had no idea. I didn't know that my aunt had lived so close. I just didn't put it together until that moment. And now I'm back looking over these woods where I'd seen that woman, and I'm back again. And now, every time I look out that window, I'm scared I'm going to see her. And I was in the backyard one day. It was a sunny day. And I was playing Frisbee with my cousin. And I remember it was an orange Frisbee, and he had thrown it, and I missed. And it overshot me and just kind of glided over the fence and landed about, 15 feet into those woods. And he goes, jump over the fence and get it. And I'm like, no way. That Frisbee is gone. There's no way I am jumping over that fence and going into those woods. And I remember him getting very angry at me and me going into the house. And that Frisbee's probably still there. But just like the flashette that was at the bottom of the pool, I'm not going in to get it. You know, I had learned my lesson. And some things you just do not mess with. I never saw her again, but I could feel. There was plenty of times I was in that backyard, and you would feel something behind you watching you. And just remember that sometimes when you're standing and looking into the woods, sometimes they look back. So love you, Tony and Jenny. There's a little story. I'll call in later and give you kind of a yin and yang on that one, and give you a good story of something wonderful that happened about a ride I got one evening and taken to safety, and it was pretty awesome. So I hope you get this. I hope you can use it, and if you can find that snot witch, I would love to for people to hear it if they hadn't heard it again. And no offense to my Wiccan friends out there. I know a lot of wonderful, fantastic witches. She wasn't a witch at all. This woman was something that evil had made. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Love you all.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.